today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Sunday, is the 15th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we bless this moment. We listen to chapter Ar-Rum, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
A spouse must be the cause of peace, not the cause of agitation and anxiety. The aim of marriage is not often only satisfying the sexual instinct, but the aim is mostly reaching to a spiritual and bodily tranquility. This holy verse refers to another part of the extroversive verses, which are in a stage after the creation of man. However, this tranquility is from the point of both body and spirit, and from the point of both individual and social.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
Remember, we follow characteristics of a Muslim wife. Yes, these days men want a perfect Muslim wife. A Muslim wife wants perfect husbands, but nobody can be flawless. Maybe at some event, but not constantly. A Muslim wife can endeavor to be astounding, for whom the spouse can hardly wait to return home and who will cheerfully boast to his companions and colleagues. It's very near great, right? The way into a cheerful and fruitful marriage is unfenced communication and understanding each other's requirements, which is quite tricky, particularly on hard days. A Muslim man and Muslim wife need to speak with one another and endeavor to understand each other at all times. We usually think if a man is in a problem, he will deal with it because he's a man. But for the Muslim wife, it tends to be something similar for women. Likewise, women ought to get across the man's perspective to improve as a spouse.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali, and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima Salam al-Aliha was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The second characteristic of this great and noble lady of Islam is her fear of the Day of Judgment. Lady Fatima Salam al-Aliha was worried about the Day of Judgment, the Doomsday, and its difficulty, and ask her honorable father many questions about how the humans are going to be resurrected and the state of the Day of Judgment. When verse 44 of Surah Al-Hijr was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet cried heavenly, and his companions also cried because of the Prophet's crying, and no one knew the reason for the Prophet's crying. And the companions knew that the Prophet was happy to see Fatima. So they went to Fatima's house and informed her. Fatima got upset when she heard this news. When Fatima came to the Prophet, she said, "Oh dear father, what has troubled you?" The Prophet recited to her what Jibreel had revealed to him. Fatima salamu alayhi alayha fell face down in fear while saying, "Woe to the one who enters hell."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Among the characteristics of a Muslim wife, we reach good manners. Yes, someone with a good nature and good manners will naturally treat their partner well. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has said, "If you find a boy whose akhlaq, whose ethics and manners is good and who follows the faith properly, give your daughter in marriage to him." If matches are made without considering the aspects of akhlaq and faith, it will cause mischief and disturbance in the Islamic society. The first measure of a woman's character is how she treats those around her. Observe how she is with others. Does she treat his parents with respect? Note how she interacts with people of different age, race, or status. Is constantly kind and passionate. Watch out for any red flags which may point to a bad temper.
خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا
This is today's special. We're speaking about common rights and responsibilities of a Muslim wife. And one of them is attracting the attentions of one's spouse. Husbands and wives must observe each other's desires and cleanliness, clothing, the style of their hair and beard. Islam advises women at home to apply cosmetics and adorn themselves for their husbands, wear their best clothes, be neat and clean, and apply fragrant perfumes. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has declared, "A woman came to the Prophet of Allah and asked, 'What are the rights of a husband regarding his wife?' He replied, 'Her duty is to perfume herself with the best scenting of her perfumes, and to dress in the nicest of her attires, and adorn herself with the finest of her adornments, and thus offer herself to her husband morning and night, and more than these are his rights regarding her.'"
Marriage involves sacrifice. And many of our youth these days, they're not willing to sacrifice. Marriage, just like any other institution, requires sacrifice. Look at education, for example. The institution of education, does it not require sacrifice? It's good for you. It's necessary for you to succeed. But it requires sacrifice. When you go into education, you don't expect to be treated like a king and chill and have it good for the rest of your life. No. It requires that you are dedicated, you work hard, you sacrifice, and in the end, you benefit. Marriage is the same. It's an institution that requires you to be responsible, to work hard, to sacrifice, then you will benefit. Some of our youth, they have a wrong understanding of what marriage is. Marriage is an institution that is based on sacrifice, and we must see it as such. We must get married for the right reasons. And number one, we have to be married for the sake of God, to achieve the satisfaction of the Almighty God. We should never isolate the spiritual incentive. Yes, marriage offers many benefits, psychological benefits, physical benefits, social benefits, financial benefits. Well, I don't know about that one. It does give many benefits. You know, they once... There was a group of women, they were discussing their problems and how they got married. One of them said, "I made my husband a millionaire." So the other one, her friend says, "You know, that's amazing. What's the secret? How did you do it?" She says, "Before we got married, he was a billionaire and now he's a millionaire." But it does come with a financial incentive. Married couples are financially more well off than unmarried couples. Because it makes you more responsible, more focused, and you make a better living.
That is an important topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.
I'm a bird.